Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Brother Jeremiah O'Leary, who's coordinator for Justice and Peace for the Zavarian Brothers and the member of the Beyond the Boundaries Committee of the Archdiocese of Baltimore. So, Brother O'Leary, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
May I call you Brother O'Leary, or how would you like
you
me to call
you? You can call me Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Jerry. That sounds great.
Okay.
Jerry's, for radio, it's a lot quicker.
Indeed.
Thank you for coming down this Saturday, and I'm glad to have you. First of all, could you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a Zavarian brother, otherwise known as the Brothers of St. Francis Xavier, mm-hmm. founded in 1839. And like all the brothers, when I joined the brothers, I committed myself to a life of contemplation and service. And we follow the gospel example of Mary and Martha. Like Mary, we commit ourselves to a life of prayer by which we aspire to fall in love with God. And then like Martha, we aspire to be impelled by that love to be of service to others using whatever gifts and talents we have.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. And how has your journey been? And you have mostly been in Maryland, or?
Oh, no. I'm from a place where I think it's even a little colder than here, up in New England. But in any event, I have been a teacher for about 25 years, languages and running campus ministry programs in high schools, track coach, all those different things. I was also with the campus ministry program helping students become involved in service projects, and I became very in tune with what one of our commitments is to the poor and marginalized, that type of service. And I was asked in 1986 to join our community down in Orangeburg, South Carolina. And I was there for 16 years. I really enjoyed it. But during that time, I joined a community where everybody had a different ministry depending on their gifts so forth. And my thing was to organize Catholic relief services, first with the St. Vincent de Paul Society. Then I was lucky enough to meet a Methodist minister, United Methodist, and we were able to set up the Cooperative Church Ministries of Orangeburg.
Great. So it was ecumenical.
Ecumenical. Oh, God, we had every denomination, as well as the Mormons and the Muslims we had.
So interfaith, really.
Interfaith, right.
Yeah.
Right. And we had emergency help, and we had referral for job training. We had health services. We had a nurse and so forth. Anyway, I was there for 16 years, and I did become a little bit involved with the housing situation, helping people to advocate for affordable housing in good neighborhoods, that type of thing.
And,
So that went on for about 16 years, and then I thought it was I had to move on, and my assistant was appointed by the board to take over, and she's still going strong today with the rest, and they still have about 50 volunteers from predominantly black churches, predominantly white churches, and the Catholic Church was a mixture. It was a very, very interesting time. I really enjoyed it, and but then it was time for me to get up to the Baltimore area.
And you're part of the Beyond the Boundaries effort.
Yes, Beyond the Boundaries. I got here in 2003, and I was looking around for different things I could help with, and it came to my attention that Beyond the Boundaries needed anybody that could help. And so I became involved, and I became actually the assistant to the program director, Harriet Kessler. And we were able to work, first of all, in Anne Arundel County. mm-hmm. because there was a big thing right. down there for workforce housing.
Right.
If you're good enough to work here, you're good enough to live here. That
yep.
was the big
Isn't
thing.
That the fact?
Yes.
That's the fact.
And we joined with other faith groups. Bridge had a number of faith groups involved. And also with the teachers union, the police union, the fighters union, other neighborhood groups, and we got a lot of people to testify at hearings and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and it looked very positive. But it did wind up in a 3-3 tie, the city, the county
yeah.
council. And
yeah, so, that was too bad.
Yeah, and so it didn't quite work. But we think we raised the awareness of the need for affordable housing in mixed-income neighborhoods where another way I think of referring to these neighborhoods is that they're opportunity-rich.
Right.
So that you're right. able to, the way Beyond the Boundaries operates is that we try to help bring about a world in which everybody is able to attain that fullness of life that God intends for everybody.
Yeah, that's ideal. That's ideal. How excuse me. How is Beyond the Boundaries going about what we're doing?
Right. Well, the history of Beyond the Boundaries since I've been there in 2003 to 2004, we worked very hard with all a number of other groups to get the inclusionary housing law passed
mm-hmm.
in Baltimore City. And in doing that, we became part of, we think, according to what one of our members, Father Dick Lawrence, says, is the largest group of organizations interested in human rights to support something like inclusionary housing. And at that time, we had... groups, let me see, some of the groups, CPHA, Bridge, AFS-CME, the Union,
mm-hmm.
The SEIU Union, the NAACP, the Urban League, CASA. It worked very hard, and it looked like things might fall apart, but we brought it down to the end where it was passed. Unfortunately, there were some things that happened towards the end that made the bill not quite as strong as what we had advocated. But after that, Beyond the Boundaries was involved with this coalition to get the regulations promulgated so that the law could be put into effect and the Inclusionary mm-hmm. Housing Board could be named and so forth. And that's been a struggle. And we've worked on that. And at this point, the board has been named. And we're hoping that this will help bring about some affordable housing in mixed-income areas in the city. And the other thing is that Beyond the Boundaries is for a regional
right.
campaign in order to have... affordable housing in good neighborhoods throughout the region.
Yeah, and that's if anything, a tougher battle than
yes,
in the city, that's for certain.
That's a tougher battle.
Yeah, that's
right,
a tougher
right,
battle.
Right.
Well, that's a wonderful achievement, the inclusionary zoning ordinance in the city was a wonderful achievement.
It was. The only difficulty at this point is that it hasn't been completely put into effect,
yeah,
so
yeah.
that there is still a preponderance of high-end housing and not housing that ordinary working people can afford.
Yeah, but hopefully, with your group pushing, it will get
and,
done.
And
yeah.
in coordination with all the other groups.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
With CPHA, with Bridge, with all the other groups. That's one of the things about Beyond the Boundaries. We aspire to collaborate with others in helping mm-hmm. to get these things done.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. How can people help?
Well, we've been After the, let me think now. For the past several years, there's been a slow rebounding in terms of the construction that's been going on. In 2008, of course, we had the housing bubble.
Right.
And there was a real, real slowdown. So not much was happening. And and also the diocese, like every place else, the archdiocese ran into some funding problems and so forth.
Right.
And so we had some cutbacks. And so I was able to work with two program managers as assisting them, Rain Mullen and Maureen Daly. And but then that position was eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
And so as the on the steering council, we met to continue things. And right now, under the direction of the director of the Beyond the Boundaries program, Bishop Dennis Madden, we don't have a program manager, but as the chair of the steering council, I am the contact person for a group of housing leaders who have been meeting for the past several months to work on advocating for inclusionary housing in the city and the region. And so at this point, there's been a lot of enthusiasm to keep it going.
Yeah.
Because everybody sees the need.
Right. Right. How can individuals help? Can they, are you looking for volunteers?
Well, we've been having meetings over the past several months, and we're having another meeting coming up on Tuesday, February the 4th at the Catholic Center, 320 Cathedral Street in Baltimore, at 12:30. We'll have a buffet lunch followed by the meeting from 1 p.m. to 3:30. And the basic purpose is to get housing leaders together to share people who have been involved in Beyond the Boundaries, and also anybody else who would like to come, who is interested in actively supporting affordable housing in mixed-income areas. And at this meeting, there'll be the opportunity to get helpful information on ways we can help people to understand the benefits and the feasibility, the possibility of inclusionary housing, and also ways we can help legislators to understand the benefits and the feasibility of affordable housing in mixed income areas in those areas which are so important for everybody to achieve what God calls them to, a full life.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And so this meeting is going to happen at that time.
Okay. For more information about that meeting and Beyond the Boundaries, who should people contact?
Right. They should contact well, first of all, they can go to the Beyond the Boundaries website, and and that's at www.archbalt.org/beyondtheboundaries.
Okay.
And then also they can contact Brother Jerry O'Leary, the chair of the steering council, at 410-646-6700 or at 722-7522.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes. I'll have you come back. Okay. Come back and give us an update on how things are going.
Indeed.
Indeed. For Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Brother Jeremiah O'Leary, who is coordinator for Justice and Peace for the Xaverian Brothers and chair of the steering committee of the Beyond the Boundaries, the steering council of the Beyond the Boundaries Committee of the Archdiocese of Baltimore. Thank you for being our guest.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And keep up your good work for all of us. For Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.